Sounds about right.
That's what it was. You walked in, there was a change, and you got a bunch of nickels.
Okay, so let's just review a little bit. So, continuing to see the Ron. The Ron says, the question is, how do you determine whether you say al or le on a berachas mitzvah? So he says, there's two kinds of mitzvahs. There are mitzvahs which you have to do personally, where the mitzvah is given to you, and it can only be satisfied through you. Okay, that you're charged with an action. So then you say le, because then there's a certain type of a kedusha. We said the mitzvah, two types of mitzvahs: the kedusha of mitzvah, the perfection. A certain one is that you have to do a certain action, involve yourself in a certain action, and then there's a different type of kedusha where you have to bring about a certain result. You're responsible to bring about a result. So he says those are two different types, and those that type of mitzvah you say al. Okay, because the two classes of mitzvahs, which the shekin the shodim mitzvahs, so there are two different types of kedusha on the mitzvahs. So that the al of the le reflects which class it is. So the question is, what about truma? Thanks. The truma is, in theory, you say lehafresh. I'm sorry. Yeah, lehafresh. Lehafresh trumas, right? But the problem is that you can use a shleach. So you should say al, according to this criteria. So he says that even though you can use a shliach, the shliach only works midas bailam, which means that you must have das that your shliach is doing it, because it learns out from ma'atem. Ma'atem ledaitchem, avshluchem ledaitchem. Just like you have to do, and you take off tshuma, you have your das. So too, if you use a shliach, you have to have your das on the shliach's action. So therefore, it's not quite capable of doing through a shliach, as opposed to by mila, right? By mila and biyor chametz, someone else could pater you from it, even though you don't have das. Right? If they do mila to your son, or they do, or they do bedik on your house, so then you don't have any chiyuv, so they could exempt you from your chiyuv. So there's a responsibility to take care of. And look, if that's done without your knowledge, then fine, it goes on. So he says, but when it comes to truma, it's not true, because you even though you could use a shliach, you still need das. Okay, you still need das, and therefore it's not really considered that you could pater it through someone else, because rather you need to do it. You need to do it. But the question is, first of all, what's this idea? What's this combo deal of you and your shliach that you need das? And bottom line is, you're still using a shliach. And also, I mean, the question is, why don't you just say, look, bottom line is you can use a shliach. Now you tell me there's a halachic requirement that in order to use the shliach, I have to have das, fine. But bottom line is, it's still shliach. I don't have to do it. I can use my shliach to do it.
But isn't it?
That's true. David's mentioning this is one of the models of shlichas, one of the sources of shlichas from Truma. So it's hard to say this isn't a shliach thing. I mean, it must be in this regard. It's not considered like shliach. But why not? I mean, what's the deal? Because you need das, so what? It's a separate halacha. You need das. But essentially, it's a mitzvah. You don't have to actually take off the Truma, because you have to think about it. You have to have knowledge. I mean, but that's not the mitzvah. I mean, the mitzvah is the Yerim offers a Truma. Yeah, okay. So I'm thinking, like, I think it's similar to what you guys are thinking, or you guys are saying. That in Truma, see, the essence of Truma is not a maisa of picking up a fruit. Okay, that's not the essence of Truma. Truma is an idea, is like you're recognizing like that Truma is Lashem. It's like you're realizing that you're the owner of the stuff, and you're relinquishing your ownership on towards the recognition of Lashem. So you're relinquishing your ownership as a recognition of Hashem. So if that's the case, so the essence is that that's the idea of you're being mafresh. You're separating yourself from your stuff and giving it Hashem, right? Relinquishing your bailus to the Kohen. Okay, that's the essence of the thing. It's not the... Now, of course, now I'm saying the essence of that is like an internal... Yeah, okay, the essence of that is an internal state. The essence of the truma is an internal state of the person removing himself from his ownership of the item. Now, of course, it's just the thought itself is a question whether that alone could create the reality of truma, but there's an action, you could do an action which is an expression of that thought. Okay, so the maisa is not the essence. The essence is the gavra's removal is separating himself from his from the staff, from the produce, lekoin. Now, and the action is simply the actualization of that internal separation from the from your produce. Okay, and the proof of that is that's why shlech doesn't work. Because if truma were just an action of picking this thing up for the kohen, so then you could have a shlech, then a shlech could do it even without your das. He'll just pick it up for the kohen. Right? If he'll know that it's good for you somehow, then he'll just do it and give it to the kohen, and he could do the action for you. But since the essence of the thing is the person's removal of his shlita, of his control, of his ownership on it, that's a process of das. The essence of the tafros truma is the das. And the maisa is simply the expression of that. That's why if a shliach does it without your das, then it's worthless. Because the whole essence of the thing is that you are mafresh yourself from the truma. You're separating your by yourself, your bailas, you're relinquishing your bailas. You can't relinquish your bailas without das, so you need your das. Oh, so if that's the case, so the essence of the hafrashas truma is really a halacha tziva that you're obligated to remove yourself from the truma, from a portion of your staff. That can't be done through anyone else. The fact that the actualization of it, the mechanical, giving it to the kohen or separate the physical separation of it, could be done through someone else. That's true, but that's not the essence of the mitzvah. The mitzvah, essentially, is the perfection of the mitzvah, is that you remove yourself from it. You remove yourself from the truma. And that can only be done through you. It's not just a responsibility. It's just carrying it through as an action. Now, that action could be through a shliach, and that could be a model for shlichus. Who really cares? It doesn't matter. I mean, there is a role of shliach. I'm not saying it's not a ma'isa mitzvah, a hafrasha. The Maisa Mitzvah is still one of Afrasha. Because the Iker. The Maisa Mitzvah is a Maisa Mitzvah. And you see, you use a Shlech for a Maisa Mitzvah. Even though it's a Maisa Mitzvah, you use a Shlech. What I'm just saying is that the Kedusha of the Mitzvah is the Kedusha of separating yourself. But it still is a Maisa, and that's why I say Le. But it still is a Maisa Mitzvah, and still you're using a Shlech to do a Maisa Mitzvah for you. I'm not saying it's not the Maisa Mitzvah. It is the Maisa Mitzvah. And you see, if I use Shlech, it's a Maisa Shlech, you use Shlech by a Maisa Mitzvah. Mm-hmm. That if the Mashlech does a Maisa Mitzvah for you, it's like you did it. But what I'm saying is that the kedusha of the mitzvah is not in the physical action of the separating; it's in the internal removing of your das, and that's not possible through anyone else, but through yourself. Because here the idea of hafrosha is that you relate to it like it's not yours. A tenth of your stuff is not yours; it's Hashem, and it's a relation. It's an internal attitude about your produce, and yours vis-a-vis God. Like a recognition of Hashem Otzam Law. It's an internal, the essence of the thing, and that you are not exercising bailus on this thing. And you're removing yourself from it, Hashem. And then there's the action of carrying it through. But your average mitzvah is a ma'isa mitzvah. And of course there's an internal perfection and whatever, but that's not like, for instance, the proof is that you wouldn't need das. By Mila, if someone else does Mila of your son, then you're fine. So it's Mila. So because it gets circumcised, then that's it. But here you see, you need that das. So the guy does it, and you see you don't do it. That's the proof. That's where he's proving it from. Is that if the guy does it for you, it doesn't work. It doesn't work. Because that wasn't you being mafresh. That was just a physical action, but that wasn't you. It didn't have... You had the actualization without the das, what it's an actualization of. So it's nothing. So it's still showing from that halacha that the essence of the thing is the das. But normally mitzvahs aren't like that. Of course there's perfection and that's all, but that's not in the halachic structure of the mitzvah. Here it's just showing it's in the halachic structure of the mitzvah itself. All right? Okay, so next issue, right? Sphira. So next year is Sphira. Sphira Sa'omer. So Sphira Sa'omer, so you can't do it with the Shliach, right? That's clear. Okay, so Sphira Sa'omer you have to do yourself. So you have to do Sphira Sa'omer. Yet, you say, Al Sphira Sa'omer. Right? Al Sphira Sa'omer. So how's it wrong to explain that one? Right? Okay. So he says that the reason why is because, it's very quick, he says, because there's one other rule here. One other rule is that le, the bracha, there's another factor to consider, but parenthetically, is that you're the past or future implication of your bracha. Because the bracha's a mitzvah has to be going on the ma'isa mitzvah. So it has to be related to the mitzvah. So therefore, if you do it, now the thing is that le implies the future. Al could go either way. Okay, al could go either way, right? But le implies the future. So therefore, if you do a bracha, like let's say you pick up a lulav, and then you make the bracha after you already picked it up, so you have to say al. Because if you say le, you'd be saying le, you command us to pick up the lulav, but you already did it. So therefore, that's why you say al matias lulav. That's what the Gemara says. If you pick it up first. Okay, so al. So whenever you do the bracha, whenever you do the mitzvah after you did the, whenever you make the bracha after you do the mitzvah, so then you can't say le. So even if, in theory, it's a non-shliach mitzvah, but if it's afterwards, so then you have to say al. Okay, then you have to say al. So that's how he's going to say. He says, by svira, so you say, what do you mean afterwards? He says, since shekvar karav ha-omer, since you already brought the karban omer, right, you bring the karban omer on Pesach, second day of Pesach, right, and then you start counting. All right. Ayom shlosha yamin la'omer. La'omer means the Karban Omer. Okay, so you're counting, you already brought the Karban Omer, and you're counting from the Karban Omer, and not to it. You're not counting to the Karban, let's say to the Shtei Alechem, because it goes from the Omer to Shtei Alechem. You're not counting there are 42 days left until the Shtei Alechem, counting it's the five days to the Omer, from the Omer. Right, you're counting from the Omer. So therefore, you have to say Al. Therefore, you have to say al, because you already brought the omer, so it's like the mitzvah already started, so you already did it. But the question is, but that's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is sfiras omer. It's counting the omer. And counting the omer, you didn't already do. Counting the omer, you're just doing the mitzvah. Right? So you should say le. So who cares that you brought the omer? What's he talking about? Because you don't count from, but you count to. I mean, what's the difference? What's the difference if it was happening to do with it? And it's also a question is, why do you count from? It's funny. I saw in the Milchus. This is maybe an aside. I'm not sure, but I saw it's like they want to say the simple tam mitzvah of svira is this is Sefer Chinuch says is because it's showing like we're excited, we're excitement for Shavuos, we're counting towards Matan Torah. Okay, so there's an idea of like a count until Shavuos, counting the days. Okay. I mean, even though halachically it's through the karbanos, but he says that's the tamadava. Tamimitzah, he says, is that. So he says, he may ask a question. Question is, count down, right? Whoever counts up towards something. If he's saying that you're excited about the thing, you say 10 more days until Shavuos, 9 more days, right? You don't start counting up, 1, 2, 3, 4, right? So he says, it's funny, the Sefer Chinuch says, he says, no, because it would be very disheartening if you started 49 days till Shavuos. Too much, so you don't want to start that way. So you start with one, and then you work your way up. It's funny. I mean, it's funny to have an answer, but
because it's endless.
I guess, yeah. Like you don't do that. You don't start counting. You're right. You don't say 800 days till my birthday or till I'm 21. That's just ridiculous, you know. So you can't. So even though the idea of counting is, it's like it's trying to express your simcha of the Torah. But I guess that's the psychology of someone who's counting towards something. That if it's so far away, then you don't do that.
So don't start that.
What? Don't start then. I know, but I guess whatever, you got to start then. I don't know, whatever. So I'm just saying, it's a funny question, you know. The question is, it sounds somehow that the Ron is addressing that a little bit, right? Because he's, I don't know if it's exactly in terms of Shavuos and the mitzvah, whatever, but I mean, he's saying is that we count. He's saying is because we count from the Omer and not to the Omer and not to. So I guess he's not addressing my question. So why? Right. Why do we count from the Omer? Why not count? Let's say to the Shtei Alachem.
Yeah.
Ayom 40. If you want to, for every reason, counting Omer and Shtei Alachem, whatever. But count to Shavuos, to the Shtei Alachem. Why don't we? I mean, he's saying is, but since we count from the Omer, therefore whatever. But I mean, why are we doing that? So, and even if you want to say it's nothing to do with Matan Torah, let's say you forget Matan Torah, it's just Talmud Mitzvah. But halachically, it's the between the Omer and the Shtei Alachem. Fine. So still. He's saying is apparently you could have envisioned it. Like, what does he mean count to it? As to it would mean to the Shtei Alechem. He doesn't say that, but what do you mean? How do you count to it? It starts at the Omer. But it doesn't mean to the Shtei Alechem. Because it's like, there's an idea of a tziruf between two karbanos. There's a count from this karban to that karban. So that's presumably what he means, is that you count from this, from the Omer, not to the Shtei Alechem. So the question is, why not? Why don't you count? Why not to the Shtei Alechem?
That's our problem.
I don't know, he's kind of saying, since you see that we do this, so yeah, therefore, so it might be relevant. I mean, it might be relevant. He's saying, he's deducing something from the fact that we see we count. Apparently, it sounds like Maybe we should have counted to it, but since we count from it, so therefore, this is why we do this thing, you know? Because, I mean, the question is, what? Who cares that the carbon omer that you brought beforehand? That's irrelevant. So the question is, apparently it's not irrelevant, right? And that's what you have to say. Apparently it's not irrelevant, and that's important. Must apparently there's some strong connection between these two things. Right? That's what you have to say. So, and he's proving that somehow from the fact that you count from it and not towards it. So it could be there's a significance to that in showing, bringing out the connection. I think the premise here is that the future or past thing is more, so to speak, and certainly more significant than the shliach or non-shliach. Because the idea is you can't imply, like Rashi said earlier, it's like Yom HaShaker. You can't say, you command us to do this thing, and if you already did it. You can't say to do a thing in the future if you already did it.
Right.
So you can't do that. But the Allah and the Le is just saying is that the Baracha should reflect the Kedusha of the mitzvah. There's nothing wrong if you say, Al Sriyas Omer, you command us on Sriyas Omer. It's not, right. Not like it's... It's just that it's a kiyum to reflect the particular nature of the kedusha of the mitzvah. But it seems like from the Ran, the more significant though is that you have to have the right reference. And that's from the Gemara. Right. Gemara has that, right? The Gemara has that by Antias Lulav. You just can't do it. You're a Yotzei. You're a Lulav. You're a Antias Lulav. Because the Agam by Nothic, by the second you pick it up, you're a Yotzei. Right. So it seems like that's primary. So this is going on. That's why any of the Rishonim are going to have it can't be so simple. Because the Gemara at least has this idea of whether you personally are chayiv, and the Gemara also has this idea of past and future. You know, so you definitely have at least those two factors involved.
Two considerations.
At least those. And you'll see. Most of the Rishonim involve those in one form or other. See, the Rabbeinu Tam, we'll get to, he has a whole different one. A whole different factor, which I said. And the Ramban says, he says, what are you just making that up? That's a nice thing. But the Gemara, you're just making up a new factor. The Gemara ties all these factors, and you're just making up a new factor. It's funny. I mean, we'll get to Rabbeinu Tam, but that's he's next after this.
You can totally see somebody
put it together. So maybe he's saying that when it comes to the count, what's the role? I mean, that's what you have to do. You have to define the relationship. This is what you have to do: define the relationship between the Karban Omer and the Sviras Omer. Right, because that's clearly what he's doing here, right? I mean, we have to have a clear idea. Obviously, they're related, because in the Baracha, you're saying is you have to refer to the Sviras Omer. So it would seem you want to say somehow that the Karban HaOmer is like the beginning of the mitzvah of Sviras Omer. Okay? You want to say somehow, even though it's a separate institution, but it's like, the mitzvah of Sfiras Omer begins with the Karban Omer. And if that's the case, so then you already began the mitzvah, so therefore you'll say Al. Okay, that's in theory what you'd want to say. Okay? The question is, in what sense would you say that the Sfira, that the Karban is the beginning of the mitzvah, because the mitzvah is counting. And the Karban is a sacrifice. So in what way do you say that's the beginning of the count? See, but I think that the idea is that halachically that the carbon is the koveya of the count. Okay, it designates, it sets up the count. See, a count isn't floating in the midair. Like, it's not just an idea, and it could be that's what he's saying, is that you don't just start counting 49 days till what? Like, where did I come up with 49? Like, a count has a starting point, like something which sets off the count. And what sets off the count is you bring the carbon omer, and that is koveya, a period of days. And this is the first day of the Omer, the second day of the Omer, the third day of the Omer. So it means is the count's identity is defined by the Omer. You bring the Karban and that sets off the count. You know, that's the Koveya, that sets up the count. And the count is, that's it's Sviras HaOmer, the count of the Omer. So you see, the Omer sets the count. And it could be, he holds that, halachically, that's the way it had to be. It could be, just to start counting, like I say, just to say 49 days until. But that's not really counting. That's just like predicting what's going to happen. You know, you're just hoping what's going to happen in the future. So it's a good philosophical idea that you're waiting for a pay for Shavuos and 49 days until you like look on the calendar and then you figure out and you know this is how many days. But that's not the idea here is like a count. It means that you're actually counting something. So you say you have Hakrovas HaOmer. That's Koveya account, and it's the first day, second day, third day, fourth day. They're actually counting things. 49 is, again, it's not really counting, it's more just an idea of, like, you're anticipating. It's not the action of counting. You're saying, as you count, the count has to be that there's a kvias, a koveya. And therefore, in a certain sense, the bringing of the Omer is the beginning of the mitzvah of Kol Sfiras Omer. Okay, it sets up the count, and then the count is continuing on the bringing of the carbon began. So therefore, you want to reflect that. You say Al, because Al means refers that the bracha is going on the past as well. Okay, Al bracha. If you say Le, it would imply that I'm beginning the mitzvah right now. Okay, Lisvara Omer, as if I'm just starting the mitzvah now, but that's not true. You're not just starting the mitzvah now. The mitzvah you can't just start the mitzvah now in the middle of nowhere to start counting one. One what? Well, there's no such thing as one. This is the first day. First day what? So it means you bring the carbon and then you have the count. So the thing is that the Al reflects reflects the nature of the mitzvah, that it's built upon the Sfiras Omer. I mean, so it could be that's what based on that Tzerachina. It could be even if you say that it's based on Shavuos, the idea of looking forward to Shavuos, it has to be halachic. You have to be counting. Instead of a count, you have to set up a there's not just an idea of thinking what's going to happen, but it's to really be a count. So you say if you set up an idea of a carbon omer, that will be koveya, that will set up a count, then you're counting 1, 2, 3, 4, it's the days from the omer, until you create an entity of 7 weeks from the omer, and then when you complete the count of 7 weeks, then you have Shavuos, so then you have a shalacham. By the way, I mean, there's also a question if it's one mitzvah or many mitzvahs, right?
But either way, it won't matter. I was thinking of asking that. Will this whole idea hold for one holds it?
But I mean, it's a good question. I don't know if it's really contingent on it, but anyways, I think the Ron holds that they're all in it. So.
Well, yeah, I looked in the Ron.
Yeah, but it's. I think you're right. Anyways, you have to really go into that question. Yeah. The Ron holds it's one mitzvah to create a unit, and I'd say it's one mitzvah, and the mitzvah begins with the Kavan Omer. I mean, either way, even if you say, Max is asking, but what do you mean by the mitzvah, you're not bringing the carbon. But I'd say it's essentially the halacha of Sfira is the din of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael brings the carbon and then does Sfira. It's just that the carbon is only brought by the Kohanim, but then every Yachid in Klal Yisrael is involved in the counting. You know what I mean? But it's essentially an institution of the Tzibor. Funny, it's interesting. The Rama has, La'akrib Omer Tnufam in the Kosaras. Then he says, Lispar Kol Ishva Ish Shiva Shavuos Yachos Omer. Like for each and every individual to count the Sfiras Omer. So it's like he's making a point, like it trickles down to every individual. Well, the idea is it's true. I mean, I'm explaining, but it's a carbon Tzibor.
Right.
The carbon is a carbon Tzibor, so it's everyone's carbon.
Right.
And they do the, it's just that part of it is done through the Kohanim on behalf of the Tzibor. And then you have, right?
Right.
And that's why you're always counting the Sfiras Omer, fifth day of the Omer. Right, the Omer, Bomer, whatever. But that's. Because what are you doing? You're just counting? You're just making up random numbers and just calling this a day? What do you mean? What does that even mean? The day is day of the Omer. And the Omer is the Koveya of the count. So part of a count, I'm saying part of a count is the Koveya of the count. It's that which sets up the count. That's actually part of the mitzvah of the count. You can't have a count of that. That's part of it. So you already began the mitzvah. Even on the first day, you already began. So let's just read the next problem. But this is what we'll take up next time is Whereas by Megillah we make the bracha al kriyas Megillah. Teknu ba al, right? So you say al. Now, since you say kriya, are you again? Do you have to do kriya yourself, or he's a shliach? He's a shliach, right? He's a shliach. So therefore, you say ba al mishichol kriyas kama de'acher, because he can use a shliach, right? So therefore, you say al kriya. You can't say likros because that would mean you have to read. You say al, v'shofar, tiknu a bracha al shmiyaso. The tiknu a lamid. You say lishmoa kol shofar, because you could use the shliach to hear the shofar for you. No, you can only hear it for yourself, right? L'fishi yeshos kamei deshliach. Right, so that makes sense. That since you're saying lishmoa by shofar, so since talking about hearing, so there's no shliach by hearing, so you have to say le. But since you're saying reading by Megillah, so therefore you have to say al because he is a shliach. He says, Navidepcha. Today, Berchs Megillah, Allah Shemiah, Uba Lamed, Berch Shavat Kiyo, well. So, why don't you say the opposite? Why not say by Megillah? If you would have said by Megillah on hearing, then you'd say Lishmoa Megillah. And if you would have said by Shofar Tkiyah, you'd have to say Al Tkiyah on the blowing. So, why is it that when it comes to Shofar, you're saying you're focusing on the hearing, and therefore you end up saying Leh, because you can't use a Shliach? Yeah, when it comes to Megillah, you're focusing on the reading it, and you're saying Al because you could use a shliach.
But I don't understand. 100%. Why does it tell
you? Yeah, so you could say it's funny. I mean, you could have said, because that's the mitzvah. Like, for instance, the Rambam in the Koseres says the mitzvah is Lishma Kol Shofar. Right? Lishma Kol Shofar. By Shofar, that's what he says, is to hear the Shofar. But the mitzvah is to hear the Shofar. And my Megillah, he has Lishma Kol Shofar Becha B'Tishrei. So that's the mitzvah. And you could just say by Megillah, the mitzvah is that Megillah, here, the Rambam is Kriyas Megillah B'Zman, mitzvah say. So it's called Kriyas Megillah. Read the Megillah, so it's very simple. Seems like the Ron's asking this question, he doesn't hold by that. I guess, what's the question? I mean, they're just different answers. That's interesting. So let's keep that in mind. Let's see what his answer is. But right, it seems like it's not, he doesn't hold so simple. Apparently he holds, I don't know what he holds, though. So what is the mitzvah? Right. So now he answers, he says like this. He says, Yesh Shlomar, Fisha Megillah, Yesh Pisak Osios, Sachach Lishma Osam. So by the Megillah, there are words and letters. You're enunciating words, right, that you have to hear. So therefore, Tignu Berchasa al Kriyasa. Okay, so therefore they said Kriya, reading. Lilmo Chalobe Kol Bilvaru Yotze, Ela Bishmias Kriyasa. To show that it's not just hearing a sound, but it's hearing the reading, the words of the Megillah. Al v'shofar,
what's the difference?
Al v'shofar, ein loshon tekiyah mochiach pisa kolos yosef mishmiya. He's saying there's a difference between words and sounds. By Megillah, by shofar, it's just a sound. By Megillah, is words. If you just hear the Megillah as sounds, you don't know words, and you just hear sounds, whatever that means. I'm not sure exactly what it means, but if you just hear sounds, it doesn't work. You have to actually hear the words. It's not just a noise, it's not just a bunch of noises. But it's words. By shofar, it's just the sound. So he's saying is that when it's just the sound, so you can say to hear, like to hear, or to blow. It's different. Blow the sound, hear the sound. But when the mitzvah is the words, he says if you just said to hear, it would imply somehow that it's just a sound. But mikra, reading implies words. And therefore, you want to say mikra. But now once you say reading, but now you don't have to read it, so therefore you have to say shliach. You have to say al, which implies shliach. Okay, I mean, that's what he says. Since by to Megillah you have to say mikra, you want to mention kriya because it's words, so now you can't say likros because you're not chayav to read, you can use a shliach, so you have to say al. But by shofar, you can just say hearing, because hearing is, he's saying hearing, there's no difference between hearing, saying hearing or blowing, it's either way it implies the sounds. Doesn't make a difference.
And it's
therefore, you might as well say hearing. So then you say hear lishma
to
hear.
The mitzvah is to hear.
I guess he doesn't say that, but I guess you could say his mitzvah is to hear. Now, that's things we have to think about what he holds the mitzvah is. But this is basically the last rung in the Nirana. So to figure this thing out, it's a little strange, right? So let's figure this out, and then after this, I mean, maybe next time Monday we'll finish this quickly. This is a small point, I would think. Who knows? But then we'll try to take up the rush. And the rush brings down a rain of time. So I guess we'll have to figure out Rabbeinu Tam's theory. Right? Same idea. I mean, all these guys, I mean, every Rishon is, there's their theory, and then there are all the mitzvahs that they have to explain.
Right.
So the Rosh is in, it's on page 246, Kuf Chav Gimel Amud Beis, the middle of Os Yod. And I guess it starts, Uma Shecholku B'Mapei HaBrachos. Then the second column, like 10 lines in the bottom. Basically, he just goes into, he says, he quotes Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam Zal HaYinos In Tam L'Davar. Okay, so he gives into Rabbeinu Tam's reason.